Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! and Bucks, yeah! every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
It is time again as we broadcast live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Studios here at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you up until 5 o'clock today. Coming up tonight, 6 o'clock, we'll have the leadoff show powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz, Brewers and Cardinals in action tonight, Game 1. We had Tim Dillard on earlier today at 2:40, FanDuel Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst, and he said the tarp was on the field with the raindrops falling earlier this afternoon. So hopefully they're able to get in the game tonight. And that game will be on here at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook tonight. The playoff game will be on tonight. Rounds 2 and 3 will be on tonight. All three things going on tonight here at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. I'll be starting off our event tonight at 6 o'clock. Mason Crosby will be here right around 7 o'clock or so. He's having to drive back from Green Bay to come back for the event tonight. So we'll both be here once he gets here at 7. I'll start off at 6. All kinds of prizes to give away, right? Autographed Mason Crosby cards, autograph cards that he'll be signing once he gets here tonight. We'll give some of those away if you get trivia questions correct. I got some Pottawatomie play cards to give away. Got some other fun stuff to give away. These Go Pack Go power battery chargers that are pretty cool that you can take, like, your kid has a youth sports game or you're going to, like, say, the Brewers game or something. You take it with you, and then you can, like, charge your phone if you have this thing fully charged, if you're so your phone doesn't die. All kinds of different, like, Packer flags, Buck flags we have to give away tonight. So, give me a lot of fun. A number 10 jersey to give away tonight. So, by all means, come on down. Pottawatomie Sportsbook tonight's going to be a lot of fun. That Pottawatomie Sportsbook kitchen is on point, plus all the other great restaurants throughout the Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. And, yeah, looking forward to it. Joining us now, he is Bill Bender of the Sporting News, big-time Packers fan, and covers college football for a living, so nobody better to talk to about the NFL draft and who took who and what he thinks of everybody than Bill Bender. Bill, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I just got out of a day two, you know, editorial meeting, and I was still happy about the Matthew Golden pick last night. The moment was cool. It looked awesome. I'm jealous of everybody that's there at Lambeau Field. It looked like an awesome experience.
Yeah, it was fun. We were doing our show up there yesterday leading up to the draft last night at the Buffalo Wild Wings over there on Oneida Street, and it was a lot of fun. Let's talk a little bit about the Matthew Golden pick. What did you think they were going to do? And then what was your thought process once you saw who was on the board before they made the pick?
Well, I thought Emeka, before he was taken somewhat unexpectedly by Tampa Bay, yep. He had been projected – of drafts to go to Green Bay. I didn't know if they would think about going edge rusher or offensive line there with one of those Ohio State guys that ended up going. you know, Simmons was one that snuck up into the first round. Donovan Jackson was taken, and nobody would have overreacted. But with them going receiver, Matthew Golden was that sleeper receiver in the first round that, I mean, you watch him, the speed's obvious. Really good when Arch Manning was in, by the way. So I think when you have a deep ball quarterback and trying to blow the top off a defense, he can do that. Is he completely consistent? I mean, that comes with time. But as far as first-round receivers go, when you've been waiting for one since Javon Walker, you get pretty excited.
No question. And then you allow Mark Murphy to be the guy that announces the pick, and he gets those huge, loud pops from the fan base, 200,000 people going crazy, and everybody had their cameras up recording video and taking pictures and all of that. And then Golden is there, and he gets to walk out with his crazy-looking a suit coat on and everything else. Very cool. Your thoughts now coming up tonight, rounds 2 and 3. Put your Packer fan hat on here, Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Tell me what you want to see the Packers do here the next couple of rounds.
Well, the edge rusher position's pretty deep in the second round. You know, there's Ivy from Ole Miss. There's the two Ohio State guys, JT Tuimoloau. And you watch Big Ten football, you know that, like, when he puts it all together, he fits the profile of an NFC North pass rusher. Do they have any counter moves? Do they add a corner in the secondary? That's another question I have. But there's going to be a lot of Buckeyes that get their name called tonight. And I think a lot of those guys on the defense are just the perfect day two, day three types, starting with him. And then Jack Sawyer being the other one, a guy that got a lot of attention through that playoff run. And again, you could argue, well, he was a five-star guy. Why didn't he get 10 sacks every year? But when he was on and in what Green Bay does defensively, he could fit as well.
You know, the other thing about this with the Packers that I was talking about going into this was offensive line. Because you have the contract situation that you have where, you know, you have a guy in your left tackle, Rashid Walker, that it's going to be up after this year. And based on the fact that they're talking about Jordan Morgan competing with him doesn't make me feel like he's getting an extension. Then you have Jordan Morgan, who you took a first-round pick on last year that barely played. And when he did, he was at guard, not at tackle. So you have to figure out what you're doing with him to justify that pick. Zach Thomas has been a great right tackle. But at some point, you're going to have to pay him in the next year or so. And then center now is going to be Elgton Jenkins, but he's age 30 year. We know what Goody thinks of the guys that get to that age. He's got 2 years left on his deal. They can essentially move on from him after the upcoming season and save almost $20 million if they so choose to go with, say, Jacob Monk at center the year after that, if they want to go that way. They invested all that money in Banks at guard. Like, I think the offensive line would make a lot of sense here at some point in the next couple of rounds.
Yeah, I like Wyatt Milliam, tackle guard from West Virginia, and he made our All-American team. He's a guy that's played a lot of football, didn't give up a lot of hurries or pressures in one of those offenses that threw it around all the time. They could go right back to Texas and take Cameron Williams, too. The other tackle that was very good on the edge for the Longhorns this year and played a couple Big Ten teams along the way, so you got a little bit of a blueprint there. I don't have a problem with that at all if they go tackle or guard in round 2 and round 3, quite frankly.
What about a big defensive tackle? We had Jacob Morley on early.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Here, who does the Packers draft guide and was with Packer Day podcast, and he brought up Collins, the big defensive tackle out of Texas that's like 6'6", 340 or something crazy like that, that there may be some connection between Green Bay and him. Are you hot to trot on any of those guys?
He's another one, yeah. And then Alexander from Toledo is another one that fell in the second round. You know, as you know, I'm a Mac grad, so I watch a little bit of that Mac football. Late bloomer, a little older, but disruptive Rockets this year. So he's another guy. Collins, you mentioned. I mean, are they really just going to take Texas guys every round and it'll be one of those drafts? Texas is going to have 10 or 12 guys drafted in this draft. And, you know, a lot of these guys are super talented.
I'd rather do that than Georgia based on their track record with Georgia guys the last couple of years. I feel better about that, I guess. We'll see how that works out for the Green Bay Packers. Talking with our guy Bill Bettner of the Sporting News, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, getting ready for our event tonight with Mason Crosby and myself. All right, Bill Bender, so let's talk about other teams outside of the Green Bay Packers. We were talking kind of winners and losers on the NFC side, but for you, I'll open it up to everybody in the NFL. Whose drafts did you really like outside of the Packers yesterday?
The Giants were smart with what was presented, and they had to have it. They had to have a night even in the first round, splashy night, because of what happened with Saquon Barkley last year. So you get Abdul Carter, who, you know, just awesome at Penn State the last couple of years. A total combination of hurry, sacks, quarterback hits. He'll get to them. And then you add that to their pass rush. And then they get Jackson Dart, which, as you know, I've spent most of today talking about Shedeur Sanders. You know, a little bit of a surprise there, but they get a quarterback that maybe not in a hurry to start and can learn behind Russ and Jameis, and that's more palatable to me for the Giants. So I thought they had a good night. Cleveland, you know, up here, I love Travis Hunter. I think Jacksonville gave up a little too much for him. And Cleveland, and they're in this QB purgatory with Deshaun Watson. That's probably a generous phrase for what they're really in. They are allowed to get players through draft picks, and they get Mason Graham at 5, and they're going to add more guys tonight. And I think they set themselves up with 2 first-round picks next year to maybe actually have a good rebuild.
I love the Tyreek Williams pick from Ohio State for Detroit. I thought that was a great pick. Not as a Packer fan, I didn't want him to make it because I think he's going to be really good. I was surprised the Bears weren't more aggressive in trying to get Genty and get in front of the Raiders to make that pick. They settled for Loveland, the tight end. What did you think about what they decided to do?
And I'm not picking on the Bears, but, I mean, you leave the question about watch those two. How is Colston Loveland better than Tyler Warren? They're seeing something different than we've seen. Unless, you know, what argument do you have other than, I think Colston Loveland's a very good possession receiver that can get in the seam. And he is younger than Tyler Warren. You can make that argument. But
I heard earlier today on the Rich Eisen show on our station, they were comparing him to Laporta.
Okay. I mean, maybe. Yeah, and if he can be that in that offense, sure. But why not go Genty and add that running game around Caleb Williams? Because you've got receivers, and you have Cole Kmet. So you're saying they're going to have to go to 12 and play double tight and those things. And Green Bay, you know, they drafted the 2 tight ends as well, so I understand that. But I still like Tyler Warren more. And I'm not picking on Chicago too much, but I do like Tyler Warren. I think he fell to the Colts. They should be happy.
As a Colts fan, I was not happy because I did not want a tight end because you don't have a quarterback. So why are we getting all excited about a tight end when I have no faith in Anthony Richardson getting him the ball to begin with? But having said all of that, I want to get your thoughts on this. So the Vikings general manager was asked yesterday if he was tempted to trade down and accumulate more than the four picks the Vikings entered the draft with. Listen to what he had to say. I was a golfer in high school. I was okay. It wasn't great. But when you start to get good at golf is when you start removing the triple bogeys from your round, the double bogeys. How do you do that? You hit one in the rough. You don't take your 3-wood out and start hacking away. Maybe you take your 7-iron and play the lie, get a 50-yard short chip up, get up and down for a bogey. Worst case. And so to me, I think approaching this draft from a mindset of, hey, let's just, if the play is to hit the ball down the fairway, let's do that. If it's going to be four picks at four positions that we really want, four great character people, four skill sets we require, let's go do that and we'll figure out everything else later. That's the mindset we've tried to approach and take. Whether other things happen later down the line, we've kind of just gone from whatever the course is kind of asking us to hit. We're going to hit that club out of the bag and see what happens. I am telling you with certainty, if for some reason, and I don't see it ever happening in Packer history as long as Brian Gutekunst is the general manager, if by some weird circumstance they had four picks, there is no chance that dude is staying pat for four picks and not moving back to accumulate picks. Everybody expects him to try and trade back two or three times tonight and tomorrow to get to 10 to 12 picks in this draft because he doesn't have double-figure draft choices like he likes.
Yeah, I'm more like... Well, first of all, I'm terrible at golf. So I follow the analogy, but I think I set a record for most golf balls lost on the golf trip with my buddies a couple months ago. That said, I think, I'm working the board. I'm trying to get picks. The day three, you know, the Packers have been great on day two and day three. Great, at least, at minimum, solid at accumulating players and those guys that end up playing a lot. So I would rather have more picks. I mean, the Steelers are a great example tonight, too. Like, for all the rumors of how can they get Shador, they really can't. They don't have a day two pick, and they don't have a lot of picks on day three. So they would have to get real creative to come up with a package to go get Shador, and that's not the Pittsburgh way. So same thing with Minnesota. I did like Jackson as a pick. He's versatile guard, tackle, All-American, good guy, fits well. He'll play well there. More picks on day two and day three.
He is Bill Bender of the Sporting News. What can they find if they go to sportingnews.com right now?
Yeah, I'm at Bill Bender. I got winners and losers, a profile on Cam Scatabue, a guy that I do like. I can't wait to see where he goes. And like I said, we'll have all kinds of content tonight from day two and day three. It's actually – tonight's my favorite night of the three. I do like the second and third round because they're not quite first-round guys, but they are certainly recognizable. It's a lot of fun.
Bill Bender, 92 on Twitter. Follow up today, Sporting News senior writer, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Bill, thanks for coming on. Enjoy the rest of the draft.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.